Paul, you guys do something you hadn't done yet this season, get the first goal of the game. Where did it go wrong from there in your eyes?
Oh, I think we take a penalty that we won't like, and we're down 3-1, but still tighten her up. But that would be the turning point for me. We were in a fairly tight game. Not a heavy advantage to either team, shot-wise or chance-wise. That's where I thought it could turn for us.
Some of the players talked about a number of bad bounces, bad puck luck. Is that an easy enough way to explain away what happened, or is there more to it in your view?
You know what, I mean, there were some strange bounces for sure. This is what I'll take from this game. I had a number of guys that I've run real hard, and while they were working, it was tough night for them. And in the third period, we gave up three, but there's no quit. They didn't quit. They worked hard. You know, they didn't sag. We didn't really get running. We were there, round position, couldn't get a handle on it, couldn't get a body on it, whatever it was. We couldn't knock it down to kill the play, and then we struggled a little bit with that. But I'm watching the skate in the third and the try in the third, and so they're trying.
Did that come from the line blender coming out there, do you think? Or
well, I don't know if that had a major effect. I mean, we had some bunch of chances and some zone time there. We were going, you know. And I don't think moving the lines around had a big impact on the game. Probably should have done it earlier.
Lawrence game.
I mean, he might be the one guy that gets to say there are some bad breaks in there. I mean, we're off our skate and off post and back with the wrong side and hit people. And so it's a tough one for him because he knows he's not coming out, right? There's no relief in that game. And a whole lot of work, but there's some tough scrambles in front of that for him.
Paul, this made the power play a little bit vulnerable to scoring chances and shorthanded goals against in the portion of the season.
Well, we're not clicking, right? We don't have the zone time, and we're kind of out of sorts a little bit. So when we get to positions that pucks get knocked down, or we're not coming up with it, we're not in a particularly good place to defend it. We're working on it.
What can you tell Steve about Billy Hanel sitting out for a second night in a row? Just what goes into the process of?
That's what I wanted. He's a young man. He's got lots of time.
There, in terms of some of the goals against, it seems like many of them were from kind of the goal mouth area. Is that just a few words in terms of rectifying that, or what's the process to get those ones covered?
Those few words, perhaps just slip them under my door in my office, please. Just some strength. They're good on pucks there. They get some strong sticks and they get a handle on them. There's some skill in that game, not just in terms of how they move the puck, but they're pretty strong around the front of the net.
And then just sort of going back to the power play concept, is it about the end zone stuff? Is it about the entries, both?
Our entries hadn't been bad, coming in 22 of 30 under possession to a shot going into the game. But, you know, we're not, right now in tonight's game, we're not coming up the ice with kind of enough execution and speed to be able to get through. Don't take this game as permanent. We had a tough night tonight. We've been a pretty damn good team. We won tonight. I'm leaving it.